It was a day for flying the flag and marching to a new order. Despite an approaching typhoon, the authorities were determined to mark the 25th anniversary of Hong Kong's return from Britain to China with an early morning flag-raising ceremony. President Xi Jinping didn't attend. But he was present for the inauguration of Hong Kong's new chief executive, John Lee, a former security secretary and policeman. But it was clear who's in charge here. The assembled dignitaries all had to undergo hotel quarantine, some up to 3 days beforehand. In a stern speech, President Xi told them the unrest of 3 years ago couldn't be repeated.
After experiencing the wind and rain, everyone can painfully feel that Hong Kong cannot be chaotic again.
He also warned that Beijing would not tolerate foreign interference or what he called traitors meddling in Hong Kong's affairs. At the handover 25 years ago, promises were made that Hong Kong's way of life, its fundamental freedoms, would remain unchanged for 50 years under a formula known as One Country, Two Systems. We're now at the halfway point of the transition from British to Chinese rule, with many critics arguing that some of those promises have been broken. President Xi hailed that arrangement, insisting it's here to stay.
There's no reason to change such a great system. It must be maintained for a long time.
Analysts have described Xi's visit here as a victory tour, now that so many of his political opponents are in jail or have fled overseas. Not everyone's celebrating, though.
I hope Hong Kong people can be successful in their international line so that the world will know what's going on in Hong Kong.
A rare voice of dissent in a city where there are now few. Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.